Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you, and over all these virtues put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since members of one body, you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, whether in the word or in deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. This is the word of the Lord.
All right, kids are invited to Children's Church. You can take your binders, put them back where you got them. Then the little church mice don't have to do that for you. All right. Well, let's come before the Lord in prayer as we prepare to examine God's word together. Mighty God, we thank you for this space to come together to offer our prayers and our praise, to sing songs, to read scripture together, to be shaped more into Christ-likeness. We thank you for the faithfulness of each individual and the faith of this community as a whole. And as we come to your word together, may these words of my mouth and the meditations and thoughts of each one of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Now, when I was in high school, I grew up in Rockford, Illinois. Many of you know that. First Covenant Church, and we have this wonderfully large youth room. And along one of the big walls in that youth room, it said, I was there recently again just to take a look, and it's not written there anymore. But it had at least a portion of Colossians 3, verse 14. Actually, it was all of verse 14. It was a little bit different translation than what we just read. But it said, "Above all these things, put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity." And the name of our youth group was called The Bond. And that was like our whole like verse that established our identity, that we were trying to be a bonded group. A beautiful verse. But I don't think I ever thought much about it when I was actually in high school. It was there on the wall, but I don't know if it was like in, up here or if it was in here all that deep. So hopefully we can do a little bit better together as we take a look at this passage today. We just had Christmas, right? Christmas Day was a few days ago, 6 days ago. And many of you may have gotten a new outfit. Did anybody here get a new outfit of any kind? How about just a sweater, a shirt, a pair of socks? We'll count that as a new outfit, okay? Anything. I'm wearing myself a new outfit. And I think it's fun because you feel good when you put on something new, right? It's like, oh, okay, this is new. Maybe somebody will notice, maybe not, maybe. But at least I don't know, I've been wearing the same old stuff or whatever, and you know, it's nice to get something, even if it's new to you, it's a hand-me-down, it doesn't have to be like with tags on it, just something new. And I almost laughed because I didn't really do this on purpose, but coming on to this passage, Paul says, "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves." So Paul is talking about putting on a new outfit. This is what he's telling all of the people in the church in Colossae to do. Put something different on. What you've been wearing is bland. It's out of style. It's out of date, and it's not working for you. Now, I'm not saying that about you. I'm saying Paul is saying that about the church in Colossae. Clothe yourselves with something different. This is what you are to clothe yourselves with. This is what you are supposed to wear each day when you get up in the morning. That's when you clothe yourself generally, right? You clothe yourself after you get out of the shower maybe, after you've had seven pots of coffee, whatever it is you need to get up in the morning. Clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Put these things on as garments. Your sweater, your shirt, your pants, your dress, your skirt, your belt, your shoes. This is what you're going to put on every day when you get up. Compassion. That is having a caring heart for people, right? Compassion. Kindness. Well, these things kind of feed and build onto one another, right? With compassion in our heart, we are able to then be kind and exhibit kindness, demonstrate and live out kindness towards other people. Humility. Putting on our humble clothes. So maybe it's not the most flashy garment we've put on in our lives. Humility. Putting others ahead of ourselves. Maybe some of us struggle with that. Some of us maybe are a little bit self-obsessed and always thinking about ourselves. How do we put others ahead in humility? Gentleness. Some of us may struggle with just being harsh a lot. We get agitated easily, say things we don't mean. Well, if you put on gentleness each day, maybe that'll help out with that. Patience. I don't know one person who's like exceptionally good at patience, right? You may know somebody. I do know people who have had a lot of practice in patience, right? And yes, you can get better at being patient. But like the muscle, like exercising the patience muscle is not one that we love to exercise, right? Some of you are like super instant gratification people, just love. Some people are a little bit more chill and laid back, but still, truly being patient when we're longing for something new, longing for something good, longing for whatever, winter to be over, even though it's barely started, as, I don't know. There's some snow on the ground today, right? Yeah, mm-hmm. Some of you are like, sayonara, I was really happy to not have a white Christmas or barely a white Christmas. I guess you could count it as sort of white, what we had this year. But patience is no easy thing. And then, of course, over all these virtues in verse 14, put on love. That is the one that binds them all together in perfect unity. So if we are filled with compassion and kindness and humility and gentleness and patience, then, well, it's hard to have all those things and not be a loving person, right? Those are all fruits of being a person full of love, of loving kindness. But these are to be outward, visible signs. He says, clothe yourselves with them. We can see clothes, right? We can see clothes. These are to be demonstrated. It shouldn't be like, yeah, that person's a little, I don't know, difficult. But they're nice when you get to know them, right? Now, for some people, it's just kind of a reality, right? It's hard to be like gregarious. And I'm not telling you everybody has to be like gregarious and like, hey, how are you, everybody? And big smile on your face all the time. What I'm saying is that somehow and in some way, these things, these virtues need to be demonstrated in our lives outwardly so that people can see them. What does it look like? What does it look like to be compassionate, kind, humble, gentle, patient, and loving? People see it, and people know it when they see it, right? You know it when you see a compassion in action, right? If you happen to be the type of person who is able to fix cars, and you see a car on the side of the road that needs some fixing, maybe you stop. Maybe the Holy Spirit tells you you need to help. Me? I could stop and say, let me call somebody who knows how to fix a car. It's just, you know, not my strong suit. I can play guitar, but not, I don't know. Fingers do different things. Everybody's fingers are gifted at one thing or another, right? So, here's the problem. Not one of us is 100% compassionate, patient, kind, loving, gentle, humble, right? Any of you? All the time? Do it 100%? No, none of us. That's why it's built right into this passage. Verse 13. We need verse 13 because we're not perfect. We don't do this all right. We put on the wrong clothes sometimes. We put on the pride clothes. Some days we wake up, we put on the get out of my face clothes. Some days we put on the unkindness clothes, the impatience, the yelling at the car in front of us clothes. Oh, you got, did I hit a nerve there? Part of the brand, right? So this is, when I think of clothes, I think of sometimes brands, right? You know, somebody who's like always wears Nike clothes or something like that, and you're like, oh, that guy always must really like Nike. But part of the brand is having a plan when we mess up. Part of the whole deal of being a person who is clothed with compassion, kindness, and humility is that there is a plan when we mess up, because we will mess up. It is verse 13, bear with each other. If we were all perfectly compassionate, kind, humble, gentle, and patient, we wouldn't have to bear with each other, because it would be super easy. If everybody was infinitely all of those things, we wouldn't have to. But no, Paul knows that we need to bear with each other and forgive one another. When do we have to forgive one another? When somebody's wronged somebody, right? When somebody done messed up. And guess what? Paul knows, even though this is the high ideal and this is the virtue that we're trying to live into, we're going to done mess up. And we're going to need to done forgive each other. Bear with each other. Forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. Now that's some pretty heavy forgiveness. Remember when Jesus was hanging on the cross and said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do, to the people who were actually in that moment killing him? He prays forgiveness. Who's killing you that you need to forgive today? Who's making life a little bit less convenient today that you need to forgive? Who has legitimately wronged you that you need to forgive today? You may have some serious unforgiveness in your heart. That does not go with the clothing of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. We are going to mess up. We are going to need to bear with one another patiently. We are going to need to forgive each other, because we're not going to do it perfectly. And we're going to need to forgive the people closest to us the most. They have the capacity to hurt us the most deeply because they know us and because we expect so much from them. Forgive one another as the Lord forgave you, even if it kills. Paul says, no, we need to forgive one another. Built into this call to be virtuous is, yeah, we're all called to be virtuous, but you know what? We're all going to fall short. That's why we confess our sins every Sunday when we come together. We confess not because there's not enough forgiveness for us. We confess because we need it. Week in and week out, do we not? We need to be forgiven. Because no matter how far along the road we get, we still put our foot in our mouth. We still put our foot, step on somebody else's toe. We do all sorts of things that wound. So Paul's calling us to have a new outfit, new clothing. But it's not just an outfit, that is, it's not just external. It is meant to be visible, it needs to be visible, but this is about full integration inside and out. Inside and out. So, in verse 15, he says, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace." Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. The peace of Christ is something that has been offered to you and is a gift to you, and it should make you peaceful people. If the peace of Christ is ruling in your hearts, if it's not just an idea that you hold in your head, but it's actually something that is ruling in your hearts, then it will make you peaceful people. Can we say that we have the peace of Christ and wage war on our neighbors? No. When we feel that starting to well up inside of us, maybe we need a reminder of the peace of Christ. Oh, the peace of Christ should make us peaceful people. And that's not an easy thing in this world, because there's a lot of tension and chaos. There's a lot of arguing. There's a lot of shouting. That doesn't mean that we like stand above it all and say, "Oh, I'm cool. I'm at peace." Because peace can be hard work, right? It sometimes means diving into those conversations and getting at why we're yelling at each other and shouting at each other. Oh, there's something behind that. The peace of Christ must make us peaceful people on the inside. It's not just an outfit that we put on. It is inside. And then verse 16, "Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts." The message of Christ, the Word of God, the lessons that we learn about Jesus, they are to make us wise and grateful people. And it says here that the message comes through psalms, which we, towards the beginning of this service, we spoke Psalm 148 to one another. Hymns, we've sung some hymns together here today. Songs from the Spirit, I sure pray that the songs that we sing are coming from and directed to the Holy Spirit. Singing to God with gratitude in our hearts. This is somehow how the message of Christ takes shape in us. What's easier to memorize? A book or a song? Song, right? You get those catchy little, even if you get the words muddled in your brain, you sometimes have the tune in your head and you're like, what is that? We have a capacity within us to memorize songs fairly easily, and I think that is no accident. The message of Christ that we sing together, that we rehearse together, that we speak together, must make us wise and grateful. It fills us with the knowledge of God. Our songs should tell us something about God, and they should make us grateful to God. Singing can be uncomfortable, because gratitude can be uncomfortable. Saying thank you can be uncomfortable, even when you feel it deep. There's some sort of like vulnerability there, right? Thanks. Thank you, God. We may get used to saying it, but to really mean it. It's not just an outfit. It is inside and outside. And that is what this passage is about. It is about that full integration. In and out. So, a couple different challenges. I think this offers a challenge to something that has probably become increasingly popular in the age of social media. Ever heard of social media? Okay, good. It's a challenge to something called virtue signaling. That is a pretty common thing where you can say and post all the right things without actually doing much with our daily lives. Like we can, on Instagram or on Facebook, we can control like what's there, right? I post it, I like create my own public persona, right? And so I can like be all about animal rights on Instagram, right? I can like post like every little article that I can see about how we just need to care for whatever. I just chose animal rights randomly. I don't know. I have a cat, but you know, it's okay. But I could easily become an animal rights person just by like becoming that on social media, right? Virtue signaling. I want to be a person who is known for loving all the animals. But it's really easy, and it's especially tempting, especially for our young people growing up in this world, to put a persona out there that is not rooted in reality, right? It's very, very, very tempting to just showcase our good side, to showcase our virtue, to showcase, oh, I am a compassionate person. Look at this compassionate thing I did. And we're not posting on Instagram or Facebook that when we went on a rant and used our fingers and when we were driving to let our driver going by know what was going on, right? We're selectively showing these things. I think Paul's words are a challenge to that. We need to clothe ourselves with these things, but they can't just be a facade. To clothe myself with compassion isn't just mean like I'm putting on airs and pretending, right? Because we can play dress up with the virtues of God. We can play dress up and say, yeah, I'm pretty compassionate. I tried that. It was pretty cool. I went and did that really kind thing. I went and packed meals one time. It was really cool. Therefore, I am a compassionate, kind person. When really, all I think about is myself. I'm obsessed with how I look. I'm obsessed with becoming a certain kind of, I'm obsessed with success. I'm obsessed with whatever it is, but it's all about me in real life. Paul is challenging us in and out. And I think it's also a challenge to the tough talker with a soft heart. You may know some of these. You may be really comfortable saying things that might be a little mean or unloving or uncaring. You know deep down that you're like actually a loving person. But for some reason, like when you're around other people who are like talking shop, you just kind of go along with it. And it's a challenge to that because we are supposed to clothe ourselves. It is supposed to be outward. Say, well, yeah, it's okay that I talk like that wherever. But in real life, I'm actually a pretty good person. Well, you know what would be better is if you were a good person and behaved like it and talked like it all the time. Because what does Paul say at the end here? He says, whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to the Father through him. Whatever you do, whether word or deed, whatever word comes out of my mouth, whatever word comes from my fingers to the keyboard, onto my Facebook wall, or onto my, whatever word is spoken or written down by me, whatever deed, whatever act, However I spend each moment of my day, whatever you do, do it all. In the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Christmas is about God in flesh. The God of the universe taking on human flesh and being born as a baby. It is about the integration somehow that we don't even understand of humanity and divinity. God comes to earth to become like us. Jesus has offered us the gift of becoming like him, which means inside and outside. We're putting on clothes, but we're putting on clothes out of a transformed heart, that we can be people of love, of true love, love that is shaped by compassion and gentleness and forgiveness and healing. We have been called inside and out to be that. You may struggle with the inside part more. You may struggle with the outside part more. But wherever you're at, just know, forgive one another and let love bind it all together. Let's pray. We thank you so much, God, for your goodness, your mercy. And we want to celebrate it. And we want to share that good news with the world around us. And so we do our best, our level best, to demonstrate compassion and kindness and gentleness and patience and love in our daily lives. And when we don't, we offer forgiveness to one another. We offer forbearance and patience to one another. And through that, Lord, iron sharpens iron. And each one of us might look a little bit more like you and your Son, Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Let's stand and sing, "Go Tell It on the Mountain."